N65, and that will be shortly. that we may reap the joy in coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the way of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old, as in the former years. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the song of Zechariah responsively by half verses. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. And hath raised up a mighty salvation for us
in the house of his servant David,
as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets,
which have been since the world began,
that we should be saved from our enemies
and from the hand of all that hate us,
to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers,
and to remember his holy,
to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham,
that he would give us,
that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies,
might serve him without fear,
in holiness and righteousness before him,
all the days of our life.
And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest,
for thou shalt go before the face,
to give knowledge of salvation unto his people,
for the remission of their sins,
through the tender mercy of our God,
whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us,
to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death,
and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be to thee, O Christ. Be seated, please. Be seated, please. I'm glad you ignore me sometimes. We would have all been sitting down for the last verse of that hymn. This did not make it into the sermon today, so this is, I wish I could even say it's a preface. It's just a reflection. It's just that I noted
reading the Song of Zechariah today, we forget, we put those things in kind of stained glass and put a border all around them. And this is John. This is Zechariah talking about his son, John, and says, "Thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways." Speaking of his own son, and that thing that we've memorialized so much that it's easy to just read it as a set piece. Maybe you can find a way that fits into this sermon. We'll see. The passage we just read from Philippians is the very beginning of that letter, excluding only the dear Philippians part. It's a little more prolonged than that. But basically, this is right after the salutation. According to Bill Loader, my man in Australia, who doesn't know that I exist, but whose work I follow, Paul was never interested in winning converts as if the main game was numbers. He was concerned about people entering a new relationship with God that keeps going. This excerpt that we just read makes that clear. Giving thanks to the Philippians for their ongoing faith. Well, more Loader. A lot. It all sounds straightforward and uncomplicated, but there were real dangers which could easily have undone all that Paul had begun, including what Paul's Christian opponents might do, especially those who were convinced that Paul had watered down the scriptures and not enforcing circumcision and other laws which scripture unambiguously attributed to God. Just after our passage, the one we've read this morning that Karen read for us, he writes of some preachers who are simply acting out of self-interest. Later, he will warn against the dogs who were promoting circumcision. Paul was forever having to struggle with what we today would call fundamentalist attitudes toward the Bible. So his introductory comments are far from formal niceties, and the Philippians would doubtless know it. He makes a real effort to cement the relationship, speaking and writing frequently about the need for Christians to have a loving relationship with each other, especially as that reflects the love of God we all enjoy. He gives it a particular focus here. Love, which is well informed and able to be critical to differentiate faith from phony or destructive forms of Christian and other religions. That includes dealing with the assaults of those who see Paul's very open, love-centered form of Christ's gospel as unscriptural and far too way out. Paul wants people to be genuine, honest, sincere, and faultless, having a clear conscience. Rigid adherence to laws is something Paul sees not only as erroneous, but also as destructive and the opposite of everything he would understand as holy and good. That is because for Paul, God's holiness consists in God's love, not in a kind of self-protective obsession with order and rightness, where laws and rules matter more than people. Paul's stance echoes Jesus' declaration that the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. Verse 11 completes this section of the letter with another image of what matters most for Paul. It is having people live lives which produce the fruit of righteousness, justice, which we see demonstrated in Jesus. His image of praising God has less to do with hymns and songs than it has to do with real people living changed lives. Behind this language is one of the big arguments which people launched against Paul. If you take this free approach of saying people are not to live by the law as a set of instructions, and if you say that Scripture is pointing to hope and renewal rather than laying out a manual of what one should do to get life, won't that lead people to disregard what is good and go off the rails? Goodness, he often argues, is the fruit of a good relationship with God, much more than a following of laws, biblical or otherwise. The goodness that God wants is nothing less than the flow of love, which marks the heart of God's doing and being. Elsewhere, Paul speaks of the fruit of the Spirit as love. Here he speaks of the fruit of righteousness, justice. It is the same thing. Many Christians then and now struggle to understand this. Well, Luther said a mouthful. For me, I'm grateful to him for those words. He leaves me with little to say, except that it is Advent, and all the other readings seem to be about prophets and messengers, two of them specifically about John the Baptist and his father, with a little Malachi thrown in for good measure. So, contextualizing a bit, I would only add that Paul is writing after the fact of all this anticipation, yearning to make clear to the Philippians and beyond that this is what it all was and is about. It took generations of heralds and angels and prophets and messengers to help people see that there is something greater in God's love for us than that very sacred contractual relationship marked as contracts are by laws and rules and regulations and clauses and subclauses. There's one reigning principle, love. And not some hearts and flowers, mushy kind of love, but love that stands by us at all times. And to stand by us, that love has been made incarnate, has been made human flesh and blood as any one of us. That incarnate love is what draws us together and keeps us together. Just as Paul prayed that it would keep the faithful in Philippi together. Those loving relationships inspired one of today's hymns, "Comfort, comfort ye my people." It's a prayer to God, of course, "Comfort my people." But playing as I do sometimes with language and thinking it with just another comma, it might also be taken as a reassurance of God's love for us. Comfort, comfort my people. God is coming, has come, and will always be with us to give that comfort, and calls us to continue as that comforting presence for all our sisters and brothers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. And they rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church in the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Markle, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in your mercy, open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy, and we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially Bob, John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Cheryl, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, Janet, John, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Colton, Diane, Keenan, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Travis, Van, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Merle, Charisse, RG, Rashunda, Marianne, Betty, Melissa, Christopher, Hawthorne, Connie, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Robert, Molly, Thomas, Alan, Ed, the Degater family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Michael, Carol, Calvin, Martha and family, Carolyn, Amber and family, the women in the Hutto facility, and the people in Afghanistan. And with these thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Calvin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. And with all those who travel this week, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear. Roger Cool, Ben Ray, Judy Shelby Edwards, Beth Steelman, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. We pray also for those who mourn their passing. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving with Bobby Clear, who celebrates her birthday on Wednesday. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus' sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, because thou didst send thy beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou, of thy tender mercy, didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby as one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy holy word and spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heaven benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord. By whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy good and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs to hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. May the Sun of Righteousness shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Before the postlude, I got a little hint about reminding you about submitting names as possible nominees for veterans. Please do that.